Well, as you know, election integrity is a big topic. It came up during just a little bit, I think, during the debate. Not enough. Some special legislation was passed not too long ago in the legislature to help with election integrity, and it came up as a discussion yesterday because of some issues developing in the Williamson County. Let's see, is that Marsha Watson is the executive director of the Wilco Citizens Defending Freedom. Marsha, please, good morning, and give us an update.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, fellas.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We are Citizens Defending Freedom. What we focus on, we're a professional nonprofit organization in Texas, throughout the country also. We have 15 locations in Texas now, and we focus on local communities that provide tools and education and support to help empower our citizens to defend our rights, our constitutional rights and our First Amendment, Second Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. Mostly an education organization, but when we find that there have been breaches, we hold our elected officials accountable to those breaches. We bring it to their attention. We allow them to resolve privately first. If that does not work, we bring a few more people to the party. And if that still doesn't work, we shed light on it with the media.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a true egregious law that is being broken, we litigate. So,
and we've got some issues we're focused on out of Williamson County. What's going on?
We do. So our election administrator has recently resigned. The public does not know why he has resigned, and they are actively searching for a replacement. And we, the people in Williamson County, don't want a replacement election administrator. We want our elections to go under an elected official so that we're able to hold our elections accountable to a source. Right now, we have a bureaucrat running elections. Mm. When you have an election administrator, you have no power. You have no recourse. You have no transparency. Mm. And they don't even take an oath of office.
So we need
our elections to be accountable,
right,
and transparent, and we don't have that today.
And you'd rather have someone like the county clerk, or what do you recommend? What would you like to have happen here?
Well, historically, before we went to the election administrative model here in Williamson County, our elections were run by the tax assessor collector.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like it to be that and or the county clerk, which is, I believe, how they do it in Travis County.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be one does the registrar and one does the elections. And that would probably be the best model to have that separated. Neither of those current elected officials want that task. We've talked with them. Excuse me, they don't have the bandwidth. They don't have the desire. They don't have the knowledge. But in my opinion, we already have an election office, and they're currently looking for an election administrator. We'll change that title to an election director underneath one of those entities, and you oversee that election director who knows the election code, who is responsible, and just like any other county employee, they do their job great. They don't do their job, then you replace them.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
Do they have that replacement in place yet? I mean, it was Chris Davis, right? Chris Davis mm-hmm. left unexpectedly.
That's correct.
Yeah. We don't know why he left, but did they replace him at all with an administrator?
They did. So they called it an interim election administrator, and the word interim does not exist in our Texas election code. So the person they replaced him with had been on the job in a deputy capacity, second in command, for 3 months, has very little election experience or knowledge, and she is now, her name's Richie, last name Richie, is now our election administrator. The county commissioner's court, Judge Gravel, asked that she be interim as they do a search, and she can apply, and if she is not selected, then she would step down and go back to her deputy position, and she agreed in court to do so. So that's where we're standing today. There has been a job posted. It is open. It has to be there for at least 5 days, which it has already been. The commission, election commission, which consists of our county judge, our two county party chairs, the tax assessor collector, and the county clerk, Nancy Richter, are due to reconvene on about 3 weeks, well, 2 weeks now, to review applications and to determine whether or not they have someone that they can hire.
And from my understanding is you would prefer an elected official because you could hold that person accountable for any questionable behavior around our elections.
That is correct. Any elected official in our county should and will be held accountable with Citizens Defending Freedom. We watchdog these elected officials. And as you know, in our Constitution, we have the right to remove an elected official in the county for dereliction of duty. And if they're not an elected official and they're a bureaucrat that are hired, we don't have that capability. Mm. And therefore, we want them to be under an oath of office and under the constitutional laws and freedoms that we so enjoy.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we do here is educate people on their rights and on their civic duty to hold our elected officials accountable. And there has been egregious acts against our election since 2020 that we are aware of. There have been civil and criminal violations that we have made known, and I suspect that there is a major investigation underway.
There you go. Marcia, thank you so much. We're up against the clock. Stay in contact with us, and we're going to try to get Judge Bill Gravel on. Maybe he can answer some of these questions.
I would love to let your listeners remind them that Celebration Freedom Week is September 17th in the schools, where we teach school children about our Constitution. That's September 17th. Celebrate freedom. You should be aware of that, and we're teaching these kids about our Constitution and about the pledges. There's a Texas election code that requires them to take a pledge to our flag and also to observe 1 minute of silence on September 11th. That is now in our Texas election code.
Awesome. Wow, the school districts are going to allow you to do that. That's great. Marcia, thank you so much. Executive Director of the Williamson County Citizens Defending Freedom. Check back with us. We appreciate you very much.